You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
10 minutes after 9, South African time. It's a beautiful evening. It's a beautiful night. Of course, having wonderful, lovely people as my beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, all the way from Ladysmith, who is in Ladysmith at the moment. Our beloved, honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Salim Karim, Damat Barakatuhum. And of course, we welcome once again our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If you do have any questions, you are free to send your questions on 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Of course, it's time for our discussion. The discussion from now to 10 o'clock. And our topic this evening is that our review in the month of Ramadan. My beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Our review in the month of Ramadan. The benefits, what positive points you took out from that review in the month of Ramadan. What lessons have we learned in the month of Ramadan? And it's a very, very, very good good point, my beloved Fadilatul Ustad mentioned. What was the highlight of your month, of the month of Ramadan? What was the highlight for you in the month of Ramadan? So we're going to, inshallah, be crossing over to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Any questions you have, you know, any questions regarding the topic, please do feel free. Our review in the month of Ramadan. Did Ramadan make you a better person? How close did you get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you build that ta'alluq, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are you now a different person since the month of Ramadan is out? Or are you back to normal? Remember, 4 days already. The 4th of Shawwal, 1443. Ustad, welcome to the discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, how are you this evening and our esteemed listeners? A lot of energy, mashallah, packed with lots of subhanallah stamina.
Ameen.
And enthusiasm, Mulana. I don't know how many pieces of barfi you had before you came on air this evening. And I'm sure, alhamdulillah, you, the family, alhamdulillah, had a fantastic Eid al-Fitr, EG family reunion. A reunion, inshallah, and a great day. And this is one beauty of Eid al-Fitr, Murana.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the benefit of Sila Rahmi, that you keep up family ties. Family ties, Murana, is such an important component in the life of a Muslim.
Mm.
Because on the day of Qiyamah, Murana will pass, inshallah, our ibadats with flying colors. Because Allah is so Ghafoor al-Rahim. For one nafil, Allah is giving you the sawab of farz. For one farz, Allah is giving you the sawab of 70 to 700. But when it'll come to hukukul ibad, that's where you and I and our listeners are going to get caught. And I don't know whether we'll have the answers available. So it was a spirit of unity, love, sharing, caring, salam, kalam, mulaqat. So may Allah Ta'ala accept the rozas, ibadat, du'as, and Allah Ta'ala keep the ummah protected, united. And beautiful question, Mulana. What was your highlight in the month of Ramadan? So we want to open it to our listeners. Let's start with this question first, Mulana. And before I start, let me just quickly share one beautiful durood with you, and then we go for our topic.
Jeez, that.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina asfafa. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
وقال تعالى في مقام آخر ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب حبيب الله وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الندم توبة صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, we all read beautiful wazaif, beautiful du'as we recite. What was the most beautiful wazifa of Bari Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen? The most beautiful wazifa of Bari Ta'ala, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. Verily Allah and the angels send durood and salutation upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawlana, he was a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had this unique habit that every night is to recite 10,000 durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without fail. On one occasion, he took ill and he couldn't finish the quota of reciting his normal 10,000 durood sharif on that particular day. He was very sad and depressed. And on one night, he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Wuzu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, read this particular durood. Allama Sakhawi mentioned this beautiful incident that Wuzu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, read this durood once. Allah Ta'ala will grant you the ajr of 10,000 durood. It will be equivalent to the 10,000 durood that you used to read every day. And when he woke up, he had already by-hearted this durood. And that is the durood that I want to share with you today. That if you read it once, Allah Ta'ala will give you the ajr of 10,000 durood. We can't even read 70. We can't even read 100. But alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, we scored. We recited a lot of durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to read 10,000 durood. And Wuzu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him this durood to read the day when he took ill and could not fulfill his quota of 10,000 durood. What was that durood? Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Sabiqi lil-Khalqi nuru wal-Rahmati lil-Alameen zuhuru adada man madha min khalqika wa man baqiya wa man sa'ida minhum wa man shaqiya صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك Walhamdulillahi ala zalik. It's a long durood. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin al-Sabiqi lil-Khalqi nuru والرحمة للعالمين ظهوره عدد من مضى من خلقك ومن بقي ومن سعد منهم ومن شقي صلاة تستغرق العد وتحيط بالحد صلاة لا غاية لها ولا انتهاء ولا أمد لها ولا انقضاء صلاة دائمة بدوامك وعلى آله وصحبه كذلك والحمد لله على ذلك. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and me tawfiq, Mawlana, that we can at least recite 100 times Durood Sharif in a day. Minimum. Some ulama kiram said the minimum amount that you and I should recite is at least 300. May Allah give us tawfiq, Mawlana. We formulated this beautiful habit in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we continue. Dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, forgive my sins. Grant me death with iman. And give me a high and lofty place in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant you and me tawfiq.
Ameen.
You see, there are three things that Allah has kept goodness for the son of Adam alayhi salam. Number one, Allah has given him a spacious house. It's a great act of goodness from Allah, a gift from Allah, a pious wife, and a good vehicle. Wherever Allah has given this bounty, Allah has given him the goodness of this world. And shaqawat, what is shaqawat means? Something that is distasteful, something that is disliked. Number one is a rude wife. Allah Ta'ala does not like this quality. A small house. When you build a house, alhamdulillah, make sure that it has space for everybody's comfort, for the guest, alhamdulillah, for salah and ibadat. And thirdly, a useless vehicle. Allah Ta'ala give us vehicles, inshallah, we must have a decent vehicle. It doesn't have to be new. But alhamdulillah, it should be a decent vehicle so you could serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now coming back to the beautiful month of Ramadan. You know, they say all relationships go through hell. Whether it's a relationship, husband and wife, father and son, mother and daughter, ustad and shagird, peer and murid. All relationships go through hell.
Indeed.
There's a lot of tests. There's lots of challenges, but real relationships get through it. You always find a way out. And there's a beautiful saying that the one who serves become a leader. Only by humbling himself, you can earn others' respect. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, when they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I heard you making this dua, Ya Allahumma hasibni hisaban yaseera. Oh Allah, take an easy accountability. Because this is what happened in the month of Ramadan. Allah is going to hold you and me accountable for the ibadat that we had performed, the reward, and so that we could preserve that reward for the Akhirah. So inshallah, Mawlana, my question to our esteemed listeners, maybe some of them have already sent a message to you on your screen. Okay, what was their highlight for the month of Ramadan? Let's inshallah give our listeners an opportunity to respond, inshallah, then Morana will continue.
Well, it's exactly now 25 after 9 South African time. Somebody says here from Kronstadt, Ustad, my highlight of my Ramadan 1443, I have not missed Tahajjud Salah from the 1st of Ramadan until the 30th of Ramadan, Ustad.
Allahu Akbar. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum nurun ala nur. Subhanallah, mashaAllah. Hadha min fadli Rabbi. Mawlana, you know what a great achievement that is.
Allahu Akbar.
For getting up for Tahajjud Salah and talking to Allah, making munajat with Allah. May Allah Ta'ala grant the brother and all our listeners tawfiq that we continue with this jazba of getting up for Tahajjud Salah half an hour before Fajr Salah. The nights are long, we can't complain. Even if you go to sleep by 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you get up by 5 o'clock, alhamdulillah, read your 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, whatever you are comfortable. And that's the best time to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah ta'ala grant the brother and all those who kept and performed their salat tahajjud, Allah grant them ajri azim, Allah grant them istiqamat, Allah ta'ala give them tawfiq to continue performing their tahajjud every day without fail. That's one. Number two, on the flip side, Mawlana, he was a great person. Somebody came and asked him that, you know, I can't get up for tahajjud. I try so much to get up for tahajjud. Is there any reason for that? Is there anything that I should do? So that great wali of Allah replied and responded and said to him, you see the deeds that you do, the amals that you do during the day. Do it correctly and according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Pak will automatically give you tawfiq to get up for tahajjud. Apni din ki amal ko durust karo. But whatever deeds you do during the day, let it be in accordance to the sunnah. Do it with ikhlas and sincerity. And Allah will give you tawfiq, inshaAllah al-Aziz, to get up for tahajjud namaz. So yes, Mawlana, a very big mubarak baad. Subhanallah, a great achievement. And I'm sure there are hundreds or thousands of our listeners, alhamdulillah, who Allah Pak gave them this tawfiq.
Listen to this one, Ustad. Mawlana Salim, my highlight of my Ramadan 1443 was my husband and I made up. We both made up after 6 months. We were separated, so he decided to move in back with us and his two little daughters. This was our best Ramadan. I love you, my Jan. Ibi. Ustad. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala. See, Mawlana, this is what, when you become conscious of Allah, you see the purpose of Ramadan, it was to discipline yourself. See, to acquire the quality of taqwa, to fulfill hukukullah and hukukul ibad. Mawlana, when a husband and wife look at each other with love and muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala showers His mercy and rahmat upon them.
Sure. Subhanallah.
And imagine, Mawlana, that for 6 months you were not talking. Those masoom daughters, mashallah, were pining for that father.
Sure.
And see, Allah Ta'ala, by keeping your rozas and being conscious of Allah,
yes,
realization comes into your life that, what am I here for? If my Rabb can forgive me, if my Allah can forgive me, I can be the worst gunahgar under the sun. But my Allah is saying to me, my Banda, come to me. I can forgive you and I will forgive you.
Subhanallah.
Then how much more greater it is for you and me, Mawlana, to fulfill our right to make maaf to our spouses, our fathers, our mothers, our brothers, our sisters, and to the Ummah. Nurun ala nur, Mawlana. Great, great changes. You see, this is the type of changes that Allah wants in us. Where there is muhabbat, there is unity, there is forgiveness, where there is remorse. I feel bad for what I have done. But I never gave up on my husband. I'm sure that wife sat on that musalla and she cried to Allah, Allah, bring me back my husband. Allah, I love him for all that he's worth. See? Allahu Akbar. I don't want anything more than peace. That's all I wanted in my life. And Allah gave it to us. تو سبحان اللہ میں اللہ تعالی دونوں کو ایک اور رفیع ایک اور نیک بنائے. مولانا ایسا وہ دعا فار دیٹ کپل اینڈ آل دا کپل ہو ہیڈ پرابلمز ان دیئر میریجز اینڈ ماشاء اللہ دے میڈ پیس ان رمضان اور آن دا ڈے آف عید اینڈ دے ہیو نارملائز دیئر ریلیشن شپ. اللہ تعالیٰ کیپ دا لو اینڈ محبت آباد ان دیم. اللہ تعالیٰ کیپ دیم سلامت ان شاء اللہ العظیم. لوٹ آف خیر اینڈ ہیپینس ول کم آؤٹ آف دس. جزاک اللہ مولانا سبحان اللہ
اللہ اکبر. استاد there's another one that came in. It's anonymous. It says here, Maulana Salim, my highlight for me was my husband gave up smoking on Eid day. He now hates it, Maulana Salim. He was a smoker chimney. He used to smoke 2 packets a day. Ustad, anonymous sister.
Allahu Akbar. Maulana, this is what...
Ustad, can Ramadan really change you like this, Ustad? Allahu Akbar.
Maulana, you have no idea how Allah Pak gives you tawfiq to change your life. Because Allah Pak said, my banda, come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. Every night Allah Pak was descending and saying, hal min mustaghfirin? Is there anyone who seeks forgiveness? Is there anyone who seeks help? Is there anyone who is sick? I will give him shifa. I will assist him. I will forgive him. So, Maulana, there are thousands and millions of people's lives have changed in the month of Ramadan. The question here is, have you and I changed, Maulana? So here is a living example that what changes Ramadan can bring into us. Okay? So subhanAllah, to give up and kick this bad habit, this is indeed a great gift for a wife and for the family. First, you're going to be saving yourself tons of money. Number two, your wife will be more intimate with you. Well, I'm serious. When a person smokes, I don't want to tell you the stench that comes out of their mouth. You can use all the mouthwash and all that you can get. Take spearmint sweet or whatever sweet. Put ilachi in your mouth. Put pan in your mouth. Everything. It leaves a bad taste and a bad odor. Many sisters complain to me, we just cannot share the bed with our husbands. We cannot stomach the smell of cigarette. It is so, so terrible. Our clothes, our body, my hair, everything stinks with cigarette because the person wakes up, is puffing cigarette. Why are you giving taklif to your family? Why are you giving taklif to outsiders, Maulana? First of all, you go with the mouth that is smelling. I know of so many brothers, Maulana. They smoke outside. They smoke in the car. They smoke outside the masjid, and they don't even gargle their mouth. Some of them, I'm not saying all of them, and they come and stand next to you with their mouth smelling with cigarette. Maulana, you have no idea how annoying that is. Maulana, I actually walk away. I go and find another place to stand because I cannot stomach it. I do not want to spoil my salah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not eat onions or raw garlic and come into the masjid because you're giving your fellow Muslim brothers the taklif. And number two, you're giving the malaikas the taklif because they hate to smell. So subhanAllah, yeah, is it, Maulana, that the husband has given up for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring lots of love, lots of muhabbat, lot of interaction. So we can give up bad habits, Maulana. I can give up zina. I can give up gambling. I can give up drinking. I can give up speaking lies. I can give up flirting. Maulana, it just needs willpower and tawfiq ilahi. Say, Allah, correct me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'asam. Allah, save me from gunas and sins. Allah, save me from gunas and sins. So, Maulana, this is such a heartening news that I'm listening. You are listening and the whole... MashaAllah, Markaz Sahaba Ikiram, listeners throughout the world are listening. That I'm sure each one has something very special to share with us, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah. Somebody says, let me just read it to Ustad. Salams, how is Maulana Salim doing? My highlight of my Ramadan was that I made a Quran khatam and I read my namaz on time and I never missed one early morning salah. Ustad, Sister Arifa.
SubhanAllah, Allah Ta'ala grant her afiyat, Allah Ta'ala accept her, and also all the sisters and mothers who achieve this great sawab of not missing a single salah, completing the Quran. Maulana, when the Quran is completed, how many of us completed the Quran? But one great sunnah some of us forgot. What was that great sunnah? So that in future, whenever you make khatam of the Quran, when you come to the last ayat, minal jinnati wan nas, it is sunnah to restart from the beginning. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You finish Surah Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Mim, Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi, Ulaika Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim, Wa Ulaika Humul Muflihoon. Actually, what you're saying to Bari Ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, I have completed the Quran. Rabbul Alameen, I'm starting a new Quran right away. So subhanallah, Nurun ala Nur. Subhanallah, whenever you complete the Quran, individually, call your family, call your wife, your children, your parents, and make a dua to Allah. Because at the time of the completion of the Quran, malaikas descend to make special ameen to the dua that are made there. The duas are being accepted. To make dua, Morana, inshallah, for the future, that whenever you complete the Quran during the year, call your family members. Don't be selfish, just make dua for yourself. Try and make it a special occasion. Husband, wife, children, grandchildren, sabko bulao. And let dua kijiye, dua lijiye, and dua dijiye. As I always say, Morana, take duas, give duas, and receive duas. So may Allah Ta'ala give the sister Ajri Azim and all the listeners, alhamdulillah, who achieved this great ni'mat of completing the Quran, reading their five daily namazes, and never missing a salah. Allah Ta'ala, qubul farmaye mana.
Listen, Jee Ustad, I'm listening to you.
You see the noor of Allah. You see, banda gande bartan mein doodh nahi dalta hai. You see, a servant of Allah, he will not put pure milk in a dirty container. You always, it's such a beautiful scene when you empty milk into a glass. The whiteness of the milk, the glitter of the glass, it looks so appetizing, so wonderful. So, farmaya, the noor of Allah, somebody is giving an example, a pious person, ke banda gande bartan mein doodh nahi dalta. Nobody put milk in a dirty glass. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala gande dil mein noor kaise dalega?
Subhanallah.
How can Allah put noor in a heart that is full of guna and sin, Malana?
Ustad,
so we must make tawbah Allah.
Ustad, you have to give. I've got for you two questions. You have to give. It's a must. You must give them advice, nasiha. The sister says, my highlight of my Ramadan was that I'm finally free. Maulana Salim, my husband finally gave me my talaq after 11 years. He used to beat me blue and black, and he moved on and he married again, and he left me on a lurch just like that. No jamiat wanted to help me because of his money and because of his power. I sat on my musalla, Maulana Salim, in Ramadan 1443, and Allah accepted it, Maulana Salim. I felt a heavy mountain, heavy burden being removed from my shoulder. Anonymous sister in Islam, Ustad.
Maulana, khiyarukum khiyarukum li ahlihi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you is he who is good to his family, wa ana khiyarukum li ahli. And I'm good to my family, O kama qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, Allah Pak says in the Quran, wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof. Live with your wife on a footing of kindness. Mulana, never disrespect a woman who Allah Ta'ala dedicated a whole surah, which is called Surah An-Nisa. Never disrespect a woman whom Allah Ta'ala, the rights of women, that is why Surah Nur and Surah An-Nisa, every mother and sister should read the translation and ask an alima, I'm talking to the sisters, to give a tafsir of some of the beautiful pertinent points of what is the maqam and status of woman. Mulana, look at this one. If you are wearing the hijab, and by you wearing the hijab attracts others. Mulana, mashallah, our sisters are wearing hijab. Subhanallah. But you must see the style, Mulana. Tumhara dimaag phir jayega.
Chief Ustad, I'm listening.
Inna al-bazazata min al-iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, simplicity is part of iman. I was looking at this beautiful saying that if your way of wearing the hijab attracts others,
ya
by
Allah.
Men looking at you, staring at you, passing, flirting with you, the other women are giving comments about your beautiful abaya, where you got it from, Dubai, from London, from USA, from Saudi. Subhanallah. Stunning, outstanding. That's the only one available. 10,000 rand I paid for it. If your way of wearing the hijab attracts others, know that your hijab needs correction. Keep your hijab as simple as you can. Because that's the purpose, is to conceal the beauty and identity of a woman. And if we are going to go about competing in abayas and scarves, see, then we're defeating the purpose. Just wear it for your husband, wear it for your mahram at home, mashallah, but don't go about boasting. And there's a beautiful word here. Let us respect our wives. A beautiful saying. Dear husband, be kind to your wife. Why? Because her father just gave you his heart. His daughter was everything to him. I don't know. If you find fathers very little, they cry on the day of the nikah. But I saw one father, I performed one nikah. Mulana, he cried from the start of the program to the end. He just sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. Then I asked him, but why? And he said to me, Mulana, you have no idea of how much I love this. So dear husband, be kind to your wife, because her father just gave you his heart. He gave you the most expensive, this precious gem, look after.
So, Ustad, can you say that to that sister in Islam? Of course, we do feel her sentiment, we feel her pain. Can we say that's her highlight of her Ramadan, Ustad?
Because she suffered in silence. Because 11 years of her life wasted. She could have done so much more for the betterment of his iman, and likewise her iman, for her children, for her family. Imagine, Mulana, you have no support. I have a husband, but he's spineless. No help to me at all. Financially, emotionally, physically, absolutely zero. Do you know that emptiness a woman feels, Mulana? The vacuum, the depression, the panic, the anxiety that sets in. Ask those sisters who have gone through this. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered her dua. See? It's a mercy in disguise.
Ya Allah.
Put it that way. Because she didn't want to become a zalim or a zalima.
Yes, Ustad.
Because she wanted to fulfill the haq of her husband. He deprived her. So you cannot continue like this. So sometimes, if trying your best, you cannot make it with your partner. You went for counseling. You went to the ulama for help. The jamiat can only do so much. Yes, lots of complaints that the ulama are not doing their responsibilities in a proper way. They are influenced because the husband's family is very rich. Lots of accusations. Unfortunately, we don't go by that. I think every alim who handles the case, he has Allah consciousness in him. And remember, he has also got daughters and children, so he has to be just and fair. But sometimes, unfortunately, the hands of the jamiat are tied, because in this country, we cannot enforce any rule because it's a secular country. The law of the country applies. The most the ulama can do is an issue of fatwa and give you an advice. But they cannot force or enforce the law of Sharia upon the husband. So insha'Allah al-Aziz, as I said, I'm coming back to the question that Mawlana, فَصَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. After trying everything, the marriage cannot be reconciled. We agree to disagree. Then Shariat, Allah Pak says in the Quran, then set her free and let her go. And when she goes, give her a present to show, yes, we agreed in principle, we cannot see eye to eye, but I have no hatred for you. As Rasulullah said, when you give a gift to somebody, it's for the pleasure of Allah. So, فَصَرِّحُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, Allah Pak says, then set her free and let her go. Allah will open her doors, Allah will open your doors. But you don't have to be mean, you don't have to be cruel, you don't have to be unjust, because she's somebody's daughter. In the end of the day, she is Allah's bandi. You don't own her. So men, some of them are absolutely narcissists. I don't want to tell you the stories and the cases that comes to us, Mawlana, your heart will sob and cry. But where the ladies and sisters get sabr from, I have no idea. Maybe it's only the fadl of Allah that their ta'alluq with Allah is so strong, they still have the courage to stand in there. So here is the one of the sister who went through so much of turmoil, so much of crying, so much of hurt. And I'm sure she made dua, Allah, open my doors. Allah, make it easy for me. Allah, find a way for me. And the husband gave her the talaq. She'll sit in iddat, and maybe Allah Ta'ala will give her a ni'am al-badal. But obviously, now she will serve her iddat, and after her iddat is served, Allah Ta'ala will open her doors, or she will look after those masoom children, and life will continue. She will turn a new page. Jee, Mawlana.
Allahu Akbar, Ustaz, it's sad. It's really, really, really sad. I've got two more questions, Ustaz. One says here that, I don't know if Ustaz heard this morning, where my 18-year-old daughter, she came to us and she spoke up and said that I have a boy. She has a boy in her life that she likes. He's 25 years old. What do we do as parents? She's such a pious child, but her father gave her such a thrashing, such a good hiding. Did we parents do? Did we do right by hitting her, Ustad?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Mawlana. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wa salam gave us a directive. Keep a good name for your child. Give them the best Islamic education. And when they reach a marriageable age, get them married. It's a clear instruction from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number one, as you just said, the parents are saying that she's such a pious girl. My question here is, Mawlana, twofold. How did she get in contact with the boy?
Yes.
We must be fair and balance the scale. Number two, we also have to be considerate. The girls are getting baligh much more quicker than boys. And that's why Sharia said that the quicker you get your daughters married, the better it is. Their haya, their modesty, and inshallah, their dignity will be preserved. Because there's only two things that will protect a woman. One is her husband, and the second thing is her qabr. Mawlana, once you are married, no man will interfere with you. No man will flirt with you. Because that marriage is so sacred. Yeah, is a case, typical. And there are so many homes in a similar scenario, Mawlana. I am saying, Mawlana, in today's zamana, we need to sit and befriend our children. My son or my daughter must be free to come and tell me, Abba, I want to get married. I've reached that age. If I do not get married, there's a strong possibility that I can mess up my life. I can get involved in fornication and zina. That's why Rasulullah said, Ya ma'ashir al-shabab, O young people, man istata'a minkum al-bar, those of you have the means, capability, and ability to marry, falyatazawwaj, it is wajib for you to get married. If I know, Mawlana, that if I don't get married soon, I'm definitely going to get involved in zina. then it is wajib for you to get married. And I can look after a wife. If it's normal circumstances, I can control my nafs, I can look after a wife, and it is sunnat for me. Yes, I can look after myself, but I can't financially take care of her. Then it's makruh for you to get married. And if I know that I'm an oppressor, I'm a zalim, I'm a cruel man, I'm a heartless man, I'm a narcissist, for you to get married is haram. Because to make zulm and oppress your wife is the greatest guna that you can commit. Az-zulm wa-zulmat yawm al-qiyamah. Come back to your question, Malana. Here is this girl, mashallah, she came up and she said to her parents, I want to get married. So fine, she made a mistake, maybe she contacted this boy or whoever it is. Or somehow the other, she came to know and she made a choice. So sit her down and explain, why do you want to hit a child? She's no more a child, but now she's an adult. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not beat your wife during the day like an animal, and in the night you want to sleep with her. Do not hit your children, do not hit an animal, do not hit any human being on the face and cause marks and pains and bleeding and bruises on the body of that person. Haram. So the parents will say, no, no, that's not going to solve the problem. Yeah. Tomorrow she will run. No, no. She will leave the house and she'll go. Whose face will be rubbed in the mud? Then we want to do damage control. Because my daughter ran away, she eloped. But she loves that man. I did not instill discipline in my child. I did not have a free discussion with my child. I didn't open the channels of communication with my son and my daughter. Malana, so many times the sons are so scared to talk to their father. The daughters are so scared to talk to their father and mother. They get influenced by friends and outsiders. And this is the natija that we see. All said and done, Malana, it was wrong for the parents to hit the girl. They need to ask her for maaf. Now correct the wrong. Sit her down and explain to her, Betty, you want to marry this person. Do you think that he is the right person? And alhamdulillah, if the boy is decent enough also, he must come with a decent proposal and say, look, I want to marry your daughter, insha'Allah al-Aziz. And if Allah wills, he's got iman, he's got akhlaq, he's got deen, and he can look after her. Mulana, Rasulullah said, when a proposal comes for your daughter, and the person that comes with the proposal is nek, he's pious, he's got deen, he's got akhlaq, accept the proposal, illa otherwise, you'll be opening the doors of great fitna. So in this instance, Mulana, our sons and daughters have a right in Islam to say that I want to marry this particular person, provided they fit the criteria, fatsfar bizati deen, his preference to deen. It's the wali, the guardians, the father, the grandfather, alhamdulillah, they are the awliya Allah, they are the walis, they are the guardians, they are the representative, inshallah. They should look at the application. They should look at the request and say, okay, if that is what she wants, she's adamant, the person is a Muslim, he's got akhlaq, he comes from a decent family. Bismillah. Why hit? Because tomorrow she will leave the house and go. Tomorrow she can elope. Tomorrow she can go and do something that will be un-Islamic. Mulana, who's going to be responsible for this? Let's befriend our children. Let's have mashura with them. An open door policy. You are the wali of the house. You are the shepherd. You are responsible for your flock. So, Mulana, have a dialogue, have a discussion. Maybe she's looking at it from one side. As a father, as a mother, I would have set my daughter down and said, Betty, what is this that is happening? Where did you get all this coming from? Tell us, be honest, and what is driving you to say that I want to marry this person? Hear her out, Mulana. I think we need to have this open door policy.
Sure.
Because today the children have become rebellious, Mulana. Because I can go to the court tomorrow. Tomorrow she can go to the court, Mulana, and get those parents locked up.
No, Ustad.
Wallahi, that's the law of the country.
Sure.
For assaulting her, she can go to the court tomorrow. She can take this boy and get registered in court tomorrow. Wana, we as parents can do sweet nothing. Why we want to go to all this embarrassment and disgrace when we can resolve it internally? I'm not saying that just allow your daughters to take any Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Yes,
or your son to take any Tom, Dick, and Harry. Please don't read me wrong. But what I'm saying, Monana, if they come with a proposal to you, my son comes to me or my daughter comes to me as a father and as a mother, I need to sit my son down, my daughter. Betty, tell us what is the position.
Yes, that's the right way, Ustad.
Have dialogue.
Yes.
Maybe she's missing the point. Or maybe as a parent, I'm too selfish.
Yes.
So let's be open-hearted, Monana. Let's look at the good. You know, during the time of Rasulullah, a lady comes to Rasulullah and says, my father is forcing me to marry somebody, and I don't want to marry him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the father, respect her wishes. But on the other side, Shariat also says, la nikaha illa bi waliyin. You just as a daughter or a sister, you can't just go and pick any Tom, Dick, and Harry from the street and say, yeah, because Islam has given us freedom, I can just bring this man here into my life. There must be oof, there must be barabari, there must be compatibility. Will this individual be fitting our family values? Will she make a difference? The quality of taqwa, the quality, our habits, our ways, inshallah, are we compatible in many ways? Will she make a big difference in my house? These are all important things to look at, Mulana, before, inshallah, we can make a decision. But to hit a girl, Mulana, this Sharia does not allow. Corporal punishment, Islam told you this 1400 years ago. The government passed the law now 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You can't hit your child, you can't do this. Yeah, Mulana, no more adab left. The students are hitting the teachers, they're stabbing the teachers, they're taking a waste paper basket, offloading the muck on top of the teacher. No other be'adab mahrumas. Manana, it's my child. Allah gave me this child as an amanat. I have a right. My deen, my Islam, and my Shariat dictates to me to instill discipline in my child. Rasulullah said, introduce your child to namaz at the age of 7. At the age of 10, he doesn't want to read namaz. You can give him a light beating.
Ustad,
Shariat has in Molana, all of us, our generation now, and the generation before us, Molana, our parents and grandparents were so strict. That's why today we have principles, we have akhlaq, we have discipline in our lives, Molana. Look at the children today. We have left them free. Do what you want. And today we're holding. They are either drug addicts, Molana.
Yes.
They are involved in alcohol. They're involved in prostitution. They're involved of every vice you can think of. Is our Muslim children. No, Molana. Be answerable to Allah for all this.
Ustad, you know, it's so hard. So I just wish all the listeners are listening what you are saying, Ustad. Wallah, my heart breaks sometimes, Ustad. The message comes here. It says that I forced my child to get married, Maulana Salim. And she didn't want to. She did like a good boy, but we as parents were very selfish. And today she is so sad in her marriage. She said, Mommy, I married this boy just to make you all happy. My heart is so broken for my daughter, anonymous mommy. Come on, Ustad. Come on.
Allah Ta'ala reward this daughter. And parents, this is a wake-up call for all of us.
Astaghfirullah.
Malana, look at the happiness of our children. Look at this child. Look at this daughter.
Yes.
Malana, she loved that boy that she wanted to marry. Maybe there was khair in it. The parents should have taken that into consideration. Today she's married to somebody else. Her mind is somewhere else.
Ya Allah. Ya Allah.
Molana, she's crying day and night. Maybe. Molana, there are so many girls that are sitting there unmarried because they wanted to marry somebody.
Yes.
And the parents refused. They refused to make nikah the rest of their life. So here is a typical example, Molana. The daughter is saying, Ma, or my parents, I'm not happy in my marriage. You'll force me. Rasulullah said, don't force your son or your daughter to get married. They have a right also to make a choice. Yes, as parents, you guide them. But you do not have a right to force them.
Yes,
there are so many cases, Molana. If the sisters are really heartbroken and they come up on screen, you will see, take a survey and see how many of our sisters are married because they were forced by their parents and they're so unhappy in the relationship. Manana, that marriage is in tatters. It's torn to pieces. Mm. They're just living there for the sake of living. Manana, their thoughts are somewhere else.
No, how are you going to be sincere?
Imagine Rasulullah said, when you are being intimate with your partner, it is haram for you to imagine or for you to visualize some other woman or other man. It is haram. That is zina of the mind. What are we doing, Molana? So we made mistakes, Molana. Let's correct the mistakes. Inshallah, don't make the same mistake with your other children. We need to open a channel of communication with our children. Be free to ask them to come and talk to you as a parent. Sometimes we need to befriend our children.
Yes,
we can't be stern. The Abu San Qam Tarira all the time. Now my son or my daughter is talking to the neighbor. She's talking to outsiders. Molana, what outsiders advice they will give? Molana, the best advice will come from the parents. Yeah, I must be free to talk to my son. My son must have, inshallah, an open door policy. Abba, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Ammi, can I sit and talk to you? I have an issue. I need some advice. Give me some advice. So you asked that question, Molana. This is my response. That we need to change our approach and attitude and do what is best for our children.
Hey, Ustad, I really don't know. You know, this is Markaz Sahaba. I see all the listeners are pouring their heart out because now you pose a question. What was the highlight of your Ramadan? There's a brother here saying, of course, time is up already. He says, my highlight of Ramadan was very sad. I'm still the same person. I haven't changed, Maulana Salim. I still smoke weed and I smoke Zol and I still listen to music. I know it's hard to give up this, but I will wait for the next Ramadan to change. Call me Brother Mo. Ustad, Ya Allah.
First of all, we can't call you Mo. Your name is Muhammad. You have such a beautiful name of Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Just make a niyat that how merciful, how kind and loving was Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My role model. And I'm still saying that I'm waiting for the next Ramadan. You don't even know the next minute you'll be alive. Ajilu bi tawbati qabl al maut. Make tawbah immediately before death overtakes you.
Allahu Akbar.
You need, inshallah, the young man, at least he's acknowledging. Malana, the mere fact that he is not proud of the guna that he's making, he knows that it's wrong, he has some remorse. So for him, the best thing for him is to join the ulama, go to the khanka, or go to an alim, inshallah, make bayt with an alim, go to the masjid, attend Islamic classes, speak to a spiritual mentor, explain to him the situation that you are going through, and inshallah, with the guidance, inshallah, they are spiritual doctors. Manana, we can't judge anybody. He feels that he hasn't changed, but the mere fact that it's hurting him somewhere, see, he's waiting for the next Ramadan. But as I said on the other day, you know, the things that makes the heart very, very sad is to make guna hoping that you will be forgiven. And you go on, you make a guna once, Molana, then you make tawbah, you can understand. But once it's a habit, you keep repeating the same guna, then it becomes a habit, Molana. It's not a guna, it's not a mistake, it's a habit. That should stop immediately. So for the brother, we make dua that Allah give him hidayat. He must, inshallah, go and find an alim in his town, in his area. Inshallah, sit down with that alim, make tawbah, and ask Allah Ta'ala, 2 rakat salah, Allah give me tawfiq to stop these vices that Ameen. I'm involved Ameen. In.
Ameen.
Allah bring me back on the Siratul Mustaqim.
Ustad, we have to leave it there. It's 5 minutes after 10. I see questions are still coming in. So, inshallah, maybe Ustad, few words of advice, nasiha. Now we're in the month of Shawwal. Ustad, many, many people have changed. Many, many people didn't change. You heard the brother Mo.
Mona, let me give you one for the night. Long time, we never gave you one for the road. So let's give you one for the night. So, in the month of Ramadan, one Murid went to the Imam Sahib and said, Imam Sahib, can I tell my wife I love you in the month of Ramadan?
Mm-hmm.
So the Imam Sahib said, no, you can't tell her.
How?
So he asked why. The Imam Sahib said, you mustn't speak lies in Ramadan. You must not speak lies in Ramadan.
Ah, come on, Ustaz.
Allah Ta'ala makes it easy, Marana. Inshallah, when you love somebody, as I said, Marana, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to remove malice, hatred, jealousy from our hearts. Let us love each other for the pleasure of Allah. Let us forgive each other for the pleasure of Allah. And let us help each other for the pleasure of Allah. That's my parting words, Marana. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
6 minutes after 10 South African time. It's a beautiful evening and very, very well said from our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Salim Karim Damod. But it's time for us to wake up, man. But you know, that's a very big topic. What Maulana Salim Karim was saying about our daughters, our sons, that we should be there as parents to guide them, not to force them. I see there's another question that came in from Mayfair. But anyway, inshallah, maybe when we have time, maybe not tomorrow. Tomorrow, Maulana will be on only for the nikah announcement. Maybe it's Saturday morning, inshallah. We will touch on this because there are a lot of youth out there. They're not happy in the marriage. They're not. They're doing it for the parents, my beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba. Time for me to love you and live in this beautiful evening. Have a beautiful night. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. From myself and brother Lakolo, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.